Welcome, everyone, to Family Talk. It's a ministry of the James Dobson Family Institute, supported by listeners just like you. I'm Dr. James Dobson, and I'm thrilled that you've joined us.
Well, welcome, friends, to another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, the voice you trust for the family you love. I'm Roger Marsh. Welcome to this special edition of the program, part three of our new three-part series featuring Dr. James Dobson's conversation with Brandon Cavalar. Now, if you missed the first two broadcasts in this series, you can go back to drjamesdobson.org/family talk and find them there. Brandon plays a key role here at the ministry of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. He's an integral part of what happens behind the scenes here at the JDFI. But prior to joining our ministry, he also played a vital role in defending and serving our country, first as a member of the United States Air Force, and then as an infantryman in the U.S. Army. After over a decade of active duty, Brandon now continues to serve our country, but this time his tour of duty is a calling to help veterans who need to heal from the emotional, physical, and even spiritual wounds these servicemen and women sustained during their time of combat. Brandon Cavalar is the founder and director of a brand new ministry called The Warfighter's Mission. You'll find a link for thewarfightersmission.com up at our website, drjamesdobson.org. And we're going to learn more about this organization even more today, as a matter of fact. Brandon and his wife, Tanya, have been married nearly 20 years, and they are the parents of seven daughters. That's right, seven beautiful little girls. They make their home here in the Colorado Springs area. And we are so grateful to have Brandon here to talk about this vital issue, this vital aspect of ministry. Of course, Dr. Dobson has a very special war story of his own. If you go to drjamesdobson.org and search our archives, you can hear me reading a very special letter he wrote about when he had been drafted into the Army and when he was given leave at Christmas time and tried to make his way home. It's a very, very powerful and poignant story you won't want to miss. You'll find that at drjamesdobson.org as well. And now let's get into part three of Dr. James Dobson's conversation with Brandon Cavalar, talking about the warfighter's mission right here on Family Talk.
An interesting way, I've come a different path that you have, and I have not been through what you've been through. I certainly have not. I was in the Army, but I didn't go through what you've gone through. And yet, that is what motivated me with Focus on the Family and Family Talk, because I wanted to save those guys too, and women too. And I wanted to provide an answer, because there is one. And his name is Jesus.
He is, and that's why we're just so happy.
That's why I started radio, to introduce people to Christ, to help them save their families, keep them from committing suicide or whatever it is they're chasing. And I have the same passion that you have, because those answers are there. And I think of these poor guys that are out there. I knew them in the Army, too. I saw them all around. They're lost. And I had looked at it, and I just said, man, there's something wrong here. And there's really only one answer, only one.
Indeed.
The Lord wanted you, Brandon. He wanted you before you wanted him. And he spoke to you, and you accepted it. And your life has been totally different. You got a sweet wife. You've got seven beautiful girls. Maybe more to come. Huh?
Lord willing.
How many suicides have come out of your close personal friends?
Doctor, I can't even count anymore. I can't count it on one hand. I can't count it on two hands. I can't count it on my hands and my feet. That's how much. It's been hard, and I'm not going to lie to you, because there's points when, you know, just a couple months ago, I just heard of, you know, another one. And this is why I do what I do, because the Lord saved my life. He saved me to the point where I got tired and fed up with these guys doing it. And I don't want to, excuse me, I don't want to see this happen anymore. The struggle every day is real for these guys. And they don't understand that they have one person, one thing that can save them, to help them. That's our Lord. I wish they could just understand that. And the other thing is their families are suffering because of that. I saw my family, you know, the Lord showed me that if I did this, my family would have suffered just as much as theirs. And I didn't want that.
That's where you were headed.
I was headed for that. And he saved me from that. And I see my friends, I see their wives, and I see their kids. You know, I can just see them suffering and living their lives without their dad, living their lives without their husband, living their lives without their sons, because they chose that route instead of trusting in the Lord. And
do some of them listen to you?
I do talk to one.
You talk to people, and then you say to them, I've been there and I've done that. I know exactly how you feel. There's a better way.
There is. And they do. They do listen. You know, I maintain contact with a lot of my battle buddies. You know, it surprised me sometimes because I'll look on Facebook and I'll see, you know, hey, you know, I turned my life to Christ. I turned my life to Christ because of this. I did this. And that just is like such the greatest joy, seeing that. And maybe it's from me, maybe it's not. Either way, I don't care, as long as they're turning their lives.
Brandon, I am thinking as you're speaking of people who this is touching out there. There's a lot of somebodies who are going through something similar to what you went through. And they're thinking, if the Lord can help you, maybe he can also help me. How do I find him? Or better yet, for now, how do I find you? Would you help me?
Of course. You can find us right now on thewarfightersmission.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just search The Warfighters Mission. And that's where our two big platforms are. We are based in Colorado as of right now, but that's not stopping us from expanding everything else. You know, my ministry is open to everybody. It's not just people that are in Colorado. We're trying to do ministry online as well and trying to reach others, because that's just, I don't stop at anybody. If somebody needs me, my phone's going to be on 24/7, but just contacting us on either the website or the Facebook, and I will reach out. It's never going to stop.
I'm thinking of that young person who is wounded, and we talked about him. Will you reject me, or will you find that you can work in my life? Are you willing to do that? Because I'm a piece of work.
I will not reject anybody. I don't care. You know, God has put this on my heart that I'm in the season of loving everyone. Like I said, you know, and you repeated before, Doctor, I wasn't always the nicest person. I never really loved on anybody. And now I'm in this point of my life where I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. I'm going to love on you, and I'm going to accept you. I'm going to take you in under my wing just to talk. That needs to know that, you know, they're not alone. Obviously, God is the reason why we're doing this, and God has put me in that position to take it. I mean, I've gotten to the point where I'm actually becoming a pastor myself because of this, because I want people to understand that you're not alone. You're going to be under my wing, and I'm going to take care of you.
You made reference to being healed from something. It was a wound heal. It was a leg wound, I think. Explain what you were talking about. There's a miracle there, and I want to hear it.
There is. So from 2014, 14, I was in a wheelchair due to all the nerve damage that I was going through.
How did they get injured?
Being, you know, multiple tours, being blown up multiple times, being training and falling. Different things just kind of broke my nerves to the point where they started compressing up in my spine. And I couldn't feel the bottom of my feet. I couldn't feel my legs. I couldn't feel anything other than pressure at points. And so, you know, I was in a wheelchair. The VA couldn't figure out what was going on. I started kind of walking in 2018, so that's 4 years. I started.
You were in a wheelchair for 4 years.
4 years I was in a wheelchair. 2018, I started kind of walking. I still couldn't feel the bottoms of my feet. I still couldn't feel, you know, parts of my legs, except for pressure. I mean, you know, I started walking with a cane and a walker at points. I mean, you know, I've stepped on things that my feet were bleeding and I didn't even know it. And then in 2019, 2020, my body started breaking down again, to the point where I got back in the wheelchair and I still couldn't feel anything. It got to the point where I just couldn't feel anything, period, from the waist down. It was just really, really hard. In 2022-ish, we were going to our friend's church, and he was like, "Hey, you mind if we try something? We would like to pray over you and anoint you with oil and, you know, pray for the sick like they do in the Bible and what Jesus taught." And I said, "Well, the VA can't figure it out." Doesn't hurt with Jesus, you know, if he can figure it out, that'd be awesome. If not, I'm not going to hold it against anybody else. So why not? And so they prayed for a good 20 minutes, I want to say. But they, you know, they laid hands on me. At first, I didn't know what that meant. I thought they wanted a fight. Apparently, that's not what laying hands in the church means. But, you know, they laid hands on me, on my legs, on my body, on my head. They were praying for me for 20 minutes. And I kid you not, doctor, as soon as they were done, it was like I felt this heat in my body and my legs that I never felt before. And for the first time since 2014, I was feeling my legs again. I started feeling things in my legs. And the next morning, I swung my feet out like I wasn't ever in a wheelchair.
Unbelievable.
That is the power of God. And this is why I say, like, how can you not believe that God exists? How can you not believe in miracles when, I mean, I'm running, you know?
What a miracle.
It is.
Were you injured in a...
It was multiple injuries.
What damaged you? Was it the explosion?
Explosions. I mean, there was one where I fell out of a tower, climbing up a tower to go check on some guys, and tower got hit, and I fell right off the tower and hurt my back, had a bad concussion.
Didn't I read that you have had maybe 14 explosions?
More than that.
More than that.
Yeah. But, you know, that's a part of who we are as infantry, as combat arms. That's what we, you know, go out and do. I'm not better than anybody else. You know, it's just I was in the wrong places at the wrong times, or maybe it was the wrong places in God's times, but I'm still here. The miracle is that I'm alive. I'm still breathing. And God clearly did that for me.
And you still have seven little girls.
I still have seven little girls. And if God wills it, we'll have more.
And you can pick them up and carry them.
I can. That is like the greatest feeling in the world, is being able to actually go to the park, go do things with them, and not have to be constrained to a wheelchair and watch them.
That's the real miracle.
I mean, being able to just play with our little ones. You know, we actually went out and did, it's called a trunk or treat, but you walk around and the kids go to the trunks of cars and they get candy and stuff. And being able to actually just do that is truly amazing. I mean, even my mind has been a lot better. You know, 3 years ago, even the sound of just fireworks was hard for me. And now I get to enjoy it and stand outside and pop fireworks and stuff for celebrating our country. You know, I get to do that and I get to stand out there and see the kids being happy and not even worry about it. And that, I think, has been the biggest joy for me, is just being able to spend time with my kids that enjoy what I, you know, they like.
Yeah. That's what I saw when I first became acquainted with you. I saw something that had happened to you, and I didn't know where you'd been, but I know where you are now, and I'm grateful for it.
I'm grateful as well. I mean, you know, I keep thinking about the first question. One of the first questions you asked me is, well, if our house was on fire, can you pick both of us up? And I said, without a doubt, I could put both of you on my back and we'll run with it.
I wasn't planning on that happening.
No, no, we are not planning. But, you know, that is just my dedication to you as well, Doctor. Yeah. You know, I'll be here until either the Lord calls me to say, hey, it's time for you to move on, or...
What if I have to carry you?
Well, then I think we got problems at that point. But I'll always stand with you, Doctor, and I'll pick you up whenever you need me to.
The Lord's got a plan for you. Let's ask our listeners to pray that He will help you fulfill that vision you've got now, to reach out to these guys that are so lost. Their wives are lost. Their children are lost. And if you can save one of them, you've done more than you would have accomplished in the rest of your life. Can you now, right now, ask the Lord to help you reach those people that you feel burdened for? And ask our listeners to join you in that.
Absolutely. You know, Father God, I just come before you today, and I just say thank you. Thank you for giving me this a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, how many chances you ever gave me, Lord. I just thank you. I thank you for saving my life and putting my family in there, because they have been such a great part of mine. We ask that you just continue to find those lost sheep, and help them and guide them, Lord, like you did with me. Just continue to try to help find them and use me, Lord. Use me as your vessel to help these veterans that are struggling. Use me to guide them as that shepherd was looking for that sheep, Lord. And just, I just need one. And even if you give me one, I'll continue to ask for another one and another and another until the kingdom is full and these guys are no longer doing this to themselves, Lord. We just pray that you continue to be with us and be with this mission. We know that this is your plan, Lord, that you're the one that put this in motion. You were working on this from the beginning, and you're continuing to just continue to work on this. And so we just ask, Lord, that you bring these guys peace. You bring these service members comfort, and more importantly, bring them to somebody that will bring them closer to you, Lord. We just want to grow your kingdom with these folks, and we just pray all these things that you can only do, Lord. PTSD is a strong effect on all of us, especially us combat veterans that deal with all this, Lord. You're the great physician, Lord. You can heal that. Only you can do that. Nobody else, not the VA, not anybody, you can heal it, Lord. And so we're just asking that you reach out to them and you put your hands on them and you be with them and, again, be with us as we continue to do your mission. In Jesus' name we pray.
And Heavenly Father, I want to pray for a particular person out there that you have laid upon my heart. I don't know him or her, but it's probably her. It's probably a mother or a wife who has a lost husband or son, and they don't know where to turn. Lord, you have the answer for every problem. Not only do we ask that you reach out to that one who's where Brandon used to be, but to that family member who's given up and whose heart is breaking. Lord, heal that family, I pray, and bring them together. That wife who longs to be loved by the one she married, give her hope that you can bring him home and bring them back together. Lord, what greater prayer can we pray than that for all of these lonely, broken men usually who are out there and they think the only thing that they can do is drink and do drugs and pornography and every other thing that will only mess them up more. Thank you for this prayer today, and thank you for this time with Brandon today. Lord, he's a good man. You laid him on my heart. And I pray when he gets at a point of despair at some point, perhaps go back, take him back to the place where he found you in the first place. And he has ministered to me. May he now minister to hundreds and maybe thousands more. Give him fruit from the vineyard, I pray. Keep him in the palm of your hand. And Lord, I pray you will lay these men on your heart so that there will be prayer warriors out there that are doing what we're doing today. Thank you for this time with Brandon. Lord, he's become a real friend to me. And I am grateful that he knows you. In thy name we ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen indeed. What a beautiful prayer from Dr. James Dobson, the perfect way to end this powerful three-part conversation on this edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, our three-part series on the Warfighter's Mission, featuring the founder and director of that outstanding ministry, Brandon Cabellar. If you missed any part of this program, remember you can find all of our archived material on the JDFI app. You can also listen online at your own convenience. Go to drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk, and you can find that information there as well. Also, you'll learn more about the Warfighter's Mission. Thewarfightersmission.com is the website that we have linked up at drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk. Now, we've been teasing Brandon a little bit and his wife, Tanya, the fact that they are the parents of 7 daughters, all of whom were in studio with us today, by the way. And we've got some wonderful pictures of Dr. Dobson and the whole Cabellar family up on our website as well. Dr. Dobson wrote a book years ago, the seminal work called Bringing Up Girls, and it sold well over 1 million copies, and it helped literally millions of parents and daughters have a better parent-child experience during those adolescent and teenage years. Of course, the world has changed a lot, but these biblical principles have not, and yet it's amazing how a new generation is discovering Dr. Dobson's timeless principles. Now, Dr. Owen Strand is the senior director of the new Dobson Culture Center, and he is working with Dr. Dobson to add a couple of new, fresh ideas to the Bringing Up Girls curriculum, and you'll find them all in a brand new 10-day email series called Bringing Up Girls. You can sign up absolutely free to start receiving this tender and precious and powerful biblical advice simply by going to our website at drjamesdobson.org. Click on the link there for the Bringing Up Girls 10-day email series. Give us your name and email address. Hit the submit button, and then you will start receiving these, one selection each and every day. It features an excerpt from the Bringing Up Girls book, some practical principles for application even today, and as I mentioned, some of the newer cultural issues involving the LGBTQ community and transgenderism, courtesy of Dr. Owen Strand. The Bringing Up Girls 10-day email series is yours absolutely free when you go to drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk and click the link at the bottom of today's broadcast page. Well, thanks so much for praying for us and interacting with us each and every day on the air and online, whether it be through Instagram, Facebook, or any other social media platform you find us on. Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk is a listener-supported broadcast outreach, and we really covet your prayers and faithful financial support. You can give a gift online at drjamesdobson.org. You can give a gift over the phone when you call 877-732-6825, or you can give a gift through the U.S. Postal Service. Address your tax-deductible donation to the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute, P.O. Box 39000, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the zip code 80949. Well, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening today. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
Hey everyone, Roger Marsh here. When you think about your family and where they will be when you're no longer living, are you worried? Are you confident? Are you hopeful? What kind of legacy are you leaving for your children and their children? Here at Family Talk, we're committed to helping you understand the legacy that you're leaving for your family. Join us today at drjamesdobson.org for helpful insights, tips, and advice from Dr. James Dobson himself. And remember, your legacy matters.